Buggity!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
And it's not really the New Year, but it may be the New Year by the time this is posted.
Might as well be. This will probably see the light of day on Monday, January 2nd, so...
Yeah, so...
Happy New-ish
Happy New Year, everybody! Oh, man, Ben, wouldn't it be crazy if the world ended before, like if there was an apocalypse...
You know, that
total global apocalypse.
Well, I guess we could say that for every single time we record anything.
It's a funny outlook, isn't it?
Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Betty was just saying that there won't be, so I trust her.
I think she's on to something.
It's my daughter, Betty, yelling from the other room. Turnabout is fair play, I suppose, because I yell at her from the other room all the time.
Parents yelling at children, children yelling at parents.
Yeah, mass hysteria.
It's growing up the American way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. True enough.
My parents.
Speaking about which, news today that when we're recording this, not when you're listening to it, but when we're recording this, U.S. just put a whole bunch of sanctions on the Russian folks. Did you know about this already?
I have not been paying attention to the news as much lately. I was out of town the last couple days. I did hear that there's been blowback from Kerry's speech on Israel.
You missed
it.
Did
not hear about any Russian sanctions.
Yeah, besides, I don't really know under any circumstance where there would be an apocalypse. Like.
What part of, wait until your section before you start talking during the play?
Maybe the world may blow up due to all of the fireworks. I'm pretty sure that there's no danger.
You'll be able to hear what she's saying when you edit this.
Oh, good.
Ben, if you actually end up editing it. But no.
I don't edit. I just put the two files together and hit export.
Which is really, the best way to do what we're doing, I think.
The Russian sanctions. Fill me in on the Russian sanctions, if you would.
Yeah, we're apparently expelling some diplomats. We're sanctioning two countries and two spy agencies and some officials. And,
did I hear...
We said we did it.
We did it. Yeah, hooray!
They did it. What is, of course, probably already known. And this is the thing, is that one of the people that they had on, who's sort of an expert in the Russian things and all that, he said, we all spy on each other. The U.S. spies on Russia, Russia spies on us. The thing that got us, or got Russia, I keep saying us, I'm an American.
Is that a bit of a Freudian slip there, comrade? States.
The thing that got the Russians in trouble is that they made it public. And that's not cool. The fact that they spied on us, we're used to that, but they made it
They must have had a reason for making it public. Now when you say they made it public, did they go on like official government television and tell their people?
No, the WikiLeaks thing.
Oh, I see. So
The fact that they were attempting to use the intelligence they had gathered to influence the citizenry of the United States, I think is the deal.
So by using the information they had, they thereby made it public.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, Ben, I think it's probably time for me to tell you, although I don't know, maybe you would have guessed this. I'm not positive.
About your Russian citizenship?
I've gotten us a guest for the podcast today.
Oh, have you?
Yes, and the guest is right here, he could say something if he wants to.
Oh, hey Ben, how's it going?
Hello, and who am I speaking with?
Oh, Ben, let me introduce Pagu the Puppet.
Yeah, hello! It's nice to hear you!
Pagu,
or see you.
The puppet, and so Pagu, what brings you to Paul's house?
He made me.
He made you
out of I'm a
Yeah, I was a sock, and he got a glue gun, and he made a mouth and some eyes and some hair, and he put me in this shirt sleeve, and now I'm a living, talking thing. It's great. So that totally happened.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Ben.
I was just gonna ask Pagu. Is it Pagu? Am I pronouncing that right?
Pagu. That's
Pagu.
Right.
If I was gonna ask Pagu. Okay, thank you. I was gonna ask you. I don't know who I'm speaking with at the moment. I guess you're both on the line. Pagu, ask Paul.
Yeah, we're both. We're both. We can both hear.
Pagu, ask Paul to take your picture and send it to me.
Oh yeah, totally. Also, you don't Ben.
This isn't for like right now. This is for when the podcast goes up and to our two
Put
or three listeners.
Away. He said it was for later. So yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
For our two to three listeners, so they know who, so they can visualize who is speaking.
It's pretty exciting, Ben. Actually, Pagu is all over social media already.
Oh God.
Yeah, it's true. I'll even say this, Pagu has more social media accounts than I do. Pagu knows how to use Periscope and also what's that one? What's the one that you use?
In
what are you talking about?
In days, how old is Pagu?
I'm gonna be 4 days old at the end of this day.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Well,
it's
then
pretty exciting.
Let me be the first to wish you a happy 5th day and a birthday.
Well, that's great. That's early. It'll be tomorrow.
Yeah, it's early.
Thank you.
But yeah, that's why I said I was going to be the first.
Yeah, I gotta say, the crazy thing, I was created to educate people through Vine, and that's going away. So I have no real purpose in life anymore.
If you were only created 4 days ago, then your creator must have known that Vine was going away. Vine has been going away for longer than 4 days.
Wait, what? Yeah, Ben, that was a sort of a backstory I had given him before I decided on letting him know that he was only 4 days old. Yeah, why is my Twitter account much older than 4 days? That's another story. It was a Twitter account that I used for a whole bunch of different things. One of them is your account. Oh, really? Yeah. It's true. It used to be Honky Rink was one of them, which was not so good. Also, there's a guy that I know called Trumpet Cake on Twitter. He's also on Vine. And I made a spoof account of his called Crumpet Take, who's about a British guy who stole people's biscuits.
Ah.
Well, that's great to know. I'm glad that you put so much effort into making a place for me that's unique. Oh, come on. What? Oh, boy. Pagu's sad now, Ben. I'm sad. You can't see that he's sad. Yeah, because it's a podcast. Right. But yeah, I'm looking sad right now. Looking over here. Oh, I've just put my chin down on this side of this couch. I'm just looking over this way. All right, well, I guess it's just you and me now, Ben. Hey, fuck off. Hold on. Hold on.
Dang it, now I gotta do some editing.
Pagu, you don't swear either. You're really nice and you're all about education. I know. But I was off script, and if I'm off script, you never know what I'm going to say. Pretty wild. Yeah, the kids love it. I promise I won't swear. And thank you for editing that, Ben. It's looks like it's about, if you want to write down, minute 9:36, around 9 minutes 36 seconds, around there.
Yeah, I got it. I wrote it down. It's actually about 8:40 my time, but I think you started recording earlier than I did, so that's why
a little bit longer.
Deeper down your rabbit hole.
This cat is going crazy in this place. Yeah, the cat, there's some catnip that the cat got into, and she's trying to kill a cardboard tube right now. I thought it was supposed to make you mellow, but she's really freaking out about it.
Catnip?
Yeah.
You thought catnip was supposed to make cats mellow?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
No, it's. I don't think so. How do you know? Well, even though I'm only 4 days old, this is true, Ben. I'm 4 days old, but I have the knowledge of the universe within me.
The knowledge
Unless
of the
I'm
universe.
I'm not supposed to know things. Oh, yeah, sure. I know all sorts of things. But if I'm not supposed... This is crazy, but if I'm talking to someone and I don't have any idea what they do or what their job is, my mind's a total blank. I have to ask them, like, so what is a bicycle anyway? Like, that kind of thing. It's weird. It's part of my puppet brain. It's totally true. So, yeah, he's pretty great. I'm pretty happy with how he turned out. I'm still here. Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, Ben...
I'm just gonna see how far this goes.
What do you mean?
Just how far you and Pago can maintain the podcast.
Oh, like just us doing the podcast without Ben? Yeah, that sounds like heaven.
Maybe it'll be
on,
rebranded Pago. The Pago Cast.
Don't do. Oh yeah, that do that. That is totally at least for this episode. That should be the name of it.
No.
You know, I've noticed that because your mouth is made of cardboard, you make a clicking sound whenever you talk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah? Yeah. That's how you know, Ben, that he's actually here and it's not just me doing two voices. Pagu's mouth clicks whenever he talks. Yeah, you can hear it, probably, if I get close.
Oh, Pagu? I thought it was Pago.
No, Pagu.
Pagu!
Pagu!
P-A-G-U?
You said it right before. P-A-G-U, that's right.
All
right,
I'm not paying attention.
Join the club. Hey, that's not nice. What? I've been paying attention. You've been playing, what is that? It looks like it's two dots on your phone while you've been talking to Ben. No, I haven't. Yeah, he's totally playing two dots right now. I'm not playing two dots. I can't play two dots while I'm talking to you. Why are you lying to Ben? Why are you lying to Ben? I'm not lying to Ben.
Somebody's lying to Ben. To me.
Everybody's lying to Ben. Ding! That would be a great idea.
Tonight on NBC.
It'd be a good idea for a sitcom. Yeah, it'd be like The Truman Show, except boring. Not boring. Sorry. But pretty normal. The idea would be, do you sure you want to do this? I could take this. No, I'll do it. The idea is, Ben thinks that he's in a normal sitcom where he's got a wife and a kid and a nosy neighbor and all that, but really, he lives in an abandoned warehouse, and these people just come over, and they make him think that this is what life is supposed to be. Well, that sounds great. Uplifting, and yeah, it'd be fun. People would love it. Well, Ben, there you go. That's the idea.
You know, that's better than my first idea, which was a reverse Truman Show wherein Ben thinks he's the star of a TV show, but in fact, he's just living out his life.
Oh, that's actually not so bad. Yeah, you could say that at least one person on this podcast has that sort of delusion. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Keep telling yourself that, buddy. Okay, so Ben.
Yes, Pagu.
How are things in the city of Seattle?
They're good. I was. We had Christmas here in Seattle. Maybe you had Christmas over in Illinois.
I didn't, because I was not alive during Christmas.
No.
Nope. Wait, was I?
You would have been billed on Christmas Day, I believe.
You would have been billed on Christmas Day, yeah. Oh, I'm a Christmas baby. Oh, you know what the worst thing about that is, Ben? Huh. Your birthday and gifts. People don't really have a lot of money to spend on gifts. So what's that?
The worst thing about your birthday being on Christmas is that your entire family gets together and tries to be nice to each other.
Yep, that's the pretty worst much thing? It, because nobody's paying attention to you, and that sucks. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. He does have a point. It's good to. We were talking about this at work today. Oh yeah, how's working? It's pretty good. You know, I stay rolled up in your pocket at work.
Pagu, yeah, let Paul speak.
You know, thank you, Ben. Yeah, thanks, Ben. Wait, why am I thanking? Shut up. Oh, I can't swear. No, you can't swear, really. You know, most podcasts let you swear. Yeah, but not this one.
Oh, I wasn't listening. Did Pagu swear again?
No, he said shut up.
Oh.
Which is a sort of a swear when you're a puppet. It's not a swear? No. Shut up! That was great. At work we were talking about how if you have more than one kid, right?
Yeah.
Kids don't get bored as easily because you can force them to play together.
Up to a time, yeah, sure.
But having come from a household, see, because I was a child once and I had a lot of brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
That doesn't really work because no one really wants to play with anybody else.
No.
They're kind of, you know, they'll do it.
Well, it also depends on how far apart in years the siblings are.
That's true. Also, but though, playing and teasing sort of are really close together. That's the other part of it. That's a little bit.
Depends on who's doing the teasing and who's being teased.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because
you don't have any siblings. You don't know what we're talking about. I do not. You are correct. But I know what it's like to have siblings, because right now there's not someone to talk about what it's like having siblings. So wait, you're saying that you have this like selective amnesia where you forget about stuff if someone who knows more about it than you is in the room? Yes! Okay, well that makes sense, Ben. I think that's a pretty easy premise to get your head around, I think, right?
Sure. Yeah. I guess, I don't know.
So, like, Ben, you edit videotape, right?
Yes, videotape. I edit videotape.
What's white balance, anyway?
It's when you put white on one end, and you put black on another end, and then you keep pushing them closer and closer together until they're both off the ground.
It sounds to me like... It's either a weird racial thing, which I don't think it is, or it's a pun.
I wasn't.
Is it a pun?
It wasn't. I was actually thinking of a white square and a black square.
On a teeter totter.
On a teeter totter.
Kind of.
Yeah.
What's a teeter totter? Oh, come on.
Universe's knowledge, ladies and gentlemen.
Is it anything like seesaw? Yeah, it's exactly like seesaw. So, like, some shows that you kind of want to watch and then a bunch of them that you're not really interested in.
No, that's CISO, not CISO. Yeah.
And that, sir, tells me that you've been using your universal puppet mind.
No, a teeter-totter is a clump of seasoned potatoes that you bake. Oh, no, wait, those are tater-totters.
I got that one. they're semi-aquatic potatoes that swim around a lot. And no, I'm sorry, those are tater otters. See,
it's a baby otter.
I like
it's a baby
flowers?
Otter that's just getting its teeth in. Oh wait, no, that's a teething otter.
That's a teething otter. Don't call me otter. I say. That picture, it will remind me. Okay, so we don't have to pay for that because I sang off key.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
I don't think we would pay for that.
Those are the rules.
Those are the rules.
ASCAP rules. If you cover a song but you sing it off key, you don't have to pay royalties.
See, I told you. You didn't tell me. I never even said anything about that. Okay, he's just staring at me now. I think we're fine.
Apparently, if you just call something satire, you can use whatever you want.
So
yeah.
What?
That sounds good. Wait, Betty, what'd you say?
What's happening?
Nothing. Okay. You were the one who... Okay.
What?
That was weird.
What happened?
Betty kind of interrupted. And I was like, what are you saying, Betty? And she was like, what's happening? And I'm like, I don't know. Yeah,
have you
what
ever
is
seen,
happening?
Have you ever seen the Larry Sanders Show?
have.
Well, there's
I saw a little bit of it, but not a lot.
There's a running gag where Hank Kingsley, the sidekick played by Jeffrey Tambor, is.
Oh, I love Jeffrey Tambor.
He's incredibly.
Yeah, he's great.
He's incredibly self-conscious, but kind of presents this braggadocio personality. And,
yeah.
And Gary Shandling, who plays and Gary Shandling, who plays Larry Sanders, would be in his office, and Hank's secretary would knock on the door and ask if Larry had a moment to see Hank. And he's like, what's Hank want? And she's like, he just wants to talk to you. And he's like, all right, send him in. And then Hank would open the door and say, you wanted to see me?
Oh.
Hank.
Yeah.
What's going on?
But
you, you should watch
something...
the Larry Sanders Show. It's a really great show.
This is something that actually happened when I was interviewing Crispin Glover.
Yeah.
Where I mentioned I couldn't believe it when you called me. And he was like, well, you actually called me. And it was true, right? What I meant was I had called and left a message with his service saying I'd like to see if he could be available for an interview.
Right. So you couldn't believe it that he called
you
back.
And then he specifically called me back, and I talked to the man himself, and I was amazed at that. But he wanted to make sure that the people understood that I was actually the one who instigated.
He didn't
It wasn't like he was calling random shows going, hey, I am Crispin Glover. Can I come on to the show? Which would be, you know,
I'd believe Crispin Glover,
I'd do that.
I'd believe Crispin Glover would call some random social media startup in Seattle to try to get on
there. He's getting too old for
independent,
this. That's Danny Glover. And you swore again. Ben's going to have to edit that again.
What did he swear?
I was just a line from a movie. Yeah, I know.
What did he do?
He swore again.
What was it?
I was making a quote. I said, I'm getting too old for this. Well, I didn't. I said, he's getting too old for this. But I was quoting Danny Glover. It's Danny Glover's fault.
So are they gonna have to come on.
Yeah.
So let me ask you something.
Yeah,
I'm talking to Paul here.
Solution. Oh, yeah.
So you and Jennifer freely swear in front of your child. Does she get in trouble if she swears?
No, actually, it's funny. Betty, and this is a true story.
I have a great solution.
Betty does not swear. And that is the truth. Like, by her own volition.
Because her parents are such potty mouths?
I think so.
If you grow up with alcoholic parents, you tend not to drink.
I don't swear a lot either. I don't swear, in my daily life that much.
In your daily life?
Yeah.
I found a bleep button!
Yeah, don't use the bleep button. Don't use it!
Oh, God, what's the bleep button?
Why?
Oh, it just beeps, so if you want to censor someone.
I don't know if you listened to the early episodes, but I used to actually put a beep in the podcast when somebody swore. Now I just silence
it. Yeah.
I don't do that anymore.
Oh, man.
I just silence it.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you would beep this.
Can you beep it, Ben?
Can you beep it for this episode?
I don't want to beep it. That's too much work.
For this episode?
Wait.
Instead of a beep, can you make it like a honk noise?
No.
Oh, I got something.
Oh, man. Well, I'm not going to swear anymore if there aren't going to be any beeps. I thought there would be beeps. I was promised beeps. No one promised you anything.
Maybe we'll have a special episode where it's just all swearing.
Yeah, that sounds great. Oh no, you're not invited. Oh, I think I'm going to become a regular in this show. I don't think that's going to happen. That is not going to happen.
Well, a regular pain in my ass.
Wait, is that a swear? I think so.
No, I think if you can say it on broadcast TV, you can say it on the podcast.
The only swear words that I'm brave enough to say are crap and stupid.
Betty will say crap and stupid. But you're familiar with Homestuck, Ben. You've heard Betty talk about it
several times on this podcast. I know. I've heard the name, and it's a video game, maybe?
It's sort of a video. It's set up like a text adventure game, kind of.
A text adventure
except
game.
Except that... Yeah, except
like
that...
Like an MMORPG from 1996?
Exactly. Except that you only get one choice... And then the person who's and you as the reader, right?
Yeah.
Just click a button to go to the next thing.
So it's like a choose your own adventure, but playing a game. You just go to the next page.
Exactly. Okay. That's exactly right.
Sounds awesome.
Betty, how many pages is Homestuck?
It's like
8,000.
It's 8,000 pages.
It's basically a PDF, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, no, it's Flash also.
Oh, God.
Sometimes there are animations.
Famously dying medium.
Yeah, I know. I love Flash, too. That's the thing. If you ask me what I'm going to miss most about the future,
yeah,
I thought Flash was great.
Flash. No, I just I just read an article on, I think it was TechRadar.
Wait, today, say Flash again.
But the end, no, about the about Flash the death
again.
Of Flash.
Say Flash again.
Flash.
Ah!
Ruler of the universe!
Yeah, universal puppet mind. Okay, go ahead, sorry. Here we are!
In the,
born to be kings! We're the princes of the...
In the show that I'm doing?
Yes.
In the show that I'm doing, there's a moment where one of the characters says phenomena, and backstage, every time she says that, I have to go, doo-doo-doo-doo. Even though I know the song, they don't say phenomena, they say phenomena. But it sounds like phenomena. Yeah.
Well, I still think that should be the theme song to that John Travolta movie.
Phenomena.
Phenomena. Hey, I can do... Wait, I think it's doubly wrong if I do it, actually, now that I think about it.
Doubly
hey,
wrong.
You know what's funny, Ben?
What's funny, Pagu?
Oh, God, don't talk about this again. You know how Jim Henson died because he didn't seek medical treatment?
Something
that was wrong with him?
Yes. He had pneumonia.
Guess what Paul hasn't done yet?
Do you still have the spider bites?
Yep, he still has them. They're still hurting and itching, but he's not going to the doctor.
Let me ask you.
The bites are healing. The bites are going away. It just hurts still and it itches still.
That's fine.
And he's not doing anything about it because he's scared of doctors.
They're not different colors
yeah,
or anything
is.
Like that?
Say again?
They're not any different colors. They're not like purple
or
blue.
No, they're fading.
Blue.
They're going away.
You should be fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Famous
see?
Last word.
Well, wait, hold on. No, you're supposed to help me. You should go to the doctor. No, I shouldn't go to the doctor. You should go to the
Why?
Brain
you probably
doctor,
have really excellent health insurance.
Oh my gosh.
What were you going to ask me?
Wait, I wasn't going to ask you anything.
But.
Wait, Betty's talking to me.
Hold you on. Wanted to see me, Larry?
Remember, I was talking about something, and then you, about Flash, and then you were like, hey, Betty, and I was like,
I remember now. Sorry, Ben, I was going to ask Betty something, and I had forgotten. What page are we on in Homestuck right now?
Carcat, talk to this worthless human!
But what page was it? Like, what number?
I don't know.
How far along are we in it?
I don't know.
See, that's the thing, Ben. It seems like it's going to be never ending. I enjoy it, though. It's actually really good. But the reason I was going to bring it up, we read it, and there are tons of swear words in it.
Okay.
But Betty will not use the fact that she's reading something as an excuse to swear.
I take it, though, this game is not aimed for 10-year-olds.
It's okay. Just like Five Nights at Freddy's, the people who end up liking it are younger than the original intended audience.
I don't even know what Five Nights is that a movie?
It's a video game.
An
actual video game. It's not great. I don't like it so much. Yeah, I don't like
Five
it either.
Nights is that like a Leisure yeah. Suit Larry kind of thing?
No, it's well. No, you're basically Freddy's is a pizza place. It's a pizza place, and there's it's Freddy Fazbear's Pizza. You know why? How do you know about this, but you don't know what a bicycle is? Hey, listen. So anyway, you're a security guard, and you have to make it through Five Nights at this pizza place.
Okay.
Without getting killed by the animatronics. It's kind of like a Showbiz Pizza.
Oh.
Or how do you know what Showbiz Pizza is?
Up here, they're called Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese. I know about Chuck E. Cheese. I know about Showbiz Pizza, too. Do you know about Abracadabra? I know about Abracadabra.
I don't know about Abracadabra. Is that another
Abracadabra,
Chuck E. Cheese / Showbiz Pizza kind of place?
It was a pizza place that was a castle looking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was pizza and there were magicians. It was like the Magic Castle kind of in Los Angeles, except it was in the Midwest in a strip mall. And it had pizza and magicians. It was the best place ever.
For like an eight-year-old.
If you're a young,
yeah,
nerdy kid. Yeah.
You loved it, didn't you?
Basically, if you're John.
I loved it so much.
Yeah, I love Chuck E. Cheese.
I wish I could go there.
When I was a kid, I loved Chuck E. Cheese. Now I can't imagine going to... I don't even think they exist anymore. I think the one in Tacoma closed.
They do.
Well, no, I think the one up here may have closed.
Yeah, I kind of liked it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a weird thing, for sure.
Yeah, because of FNAF, I didn't really like animatronics, but when I actually got up close and personal with Chuck E. Cheese, I was like,
Betty is saying that she wasn't as scared as she thought she'd be from the animatronic Chuck E. Cheese things.
Oh.
Ben, can I give you another vision of the future? A boot stomping on a human face forever. No.
All right, give me another vision for the future.
My vision of the future is when you go somewhere, right? When you and I go places, when we're old men, there are just going to be tons of empty rooms with dots all over the walls and people walking around marveling at how awesome everything is. Like,
places, like augmented reality?
Everything's going to be augmented reality. No one is going to pay to actually, like, make decor anymore. It's all going to be, people are going to be walking around naked with dots all over them. And
back in my
dots
day,
everywhere.
We actually hung pictures on the wall.
That's what's going to happen.
Exactly. Wait, Benny, did you say you don't think that's what's going to happen?
Yeah, I actually think that it's going to be just like this world, except that there's going to be a bunch of new technology.
Betty says it's going to be just like this world, except there's going to be a lot of new technology. I think it's going to be just like this world, except you'll all be dead, and I'll be alive, and y'all be your king. You'll be king of a whole bunch of dead people? That's right!
Well, it would be easy to rule, wouldn't it?
Yeah, stay there, I'd say, and everyone would just stay there.
My subjects,
pretty cool.
Give me your ears.
And then I go around and take all their ears and put them in a little bag around my neck.
Okay, I'm gonna...
Oh, no. Ben?
What's happening?
I have to warn you about something. Oh, Jesus. That's not a swear, is it? I said Jesus.
Hey, hello.
Oh, no. Okay, Paul? Yes? What is it, Pagu? I have a guest to introduce. Okay, Pagu. Who is this guest?
Hey.
This is Teal.
T-E-L.
T-E-E-L. Teal.
Teal.
Teal. Teal is a young, not very intelligent...
Genderless.
Genderless puppet.
I am a genderless puppet. Child thing.
I will, of course, provide a photograph of Teal, but Teal just showed up one day.
Unannounced.
Actually, did Teal show up the same day I did, or is Teal a year younger than me?
A year or a day?
A day. Oh, sorry. For puppets, years and days. Are similar.
I'm the same age as you.
Okay.
I'm 3 days old.
Wait, I'm 4 days old.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, wait, right, because of the time. Yeah, I'm 4 days old too.
Okay, so apparently, Teal and I were born on the same day. Christmas babies! So, People say that Teal is cuter than me, which I don't personally see.
Wait, when did they say that?
Oh, well, all I can say is, someone said that you were cute. They didn't say that I was cute, so obviously they didn't think I was cute.
Sounds like, Ben, someone else has low self-esteem.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean? You wanted to see me? Okay, that's great. See? It's a callback. You're doing great, buddy.
At least Pagu can pick up on humor structure.
Am I doing good?
Teal, you're doing great.
Yay.
So, Ben, do you have any questions for Teal the puppet? I'll relate them to Teal when you ask them.
I don't have any questions. How does Teal like being around Pagu?
How do you like being around Pagu, Teal?
I don't know.
Well, it's kind of awkward when Pagu asks the question.
Sorry. Hold on. I'll go over here. Hey, Teal, how do you like being around Pagu?
I don't know.
Describe Pagu in one word.
Okay. Teal?
What?
If you could describe Pagu in just one word, what would that word be?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's three words.
Three words. Like I said, Pagu is real slow. But I love them. See, Pagu prefers to be called they or them.
Wait. My name is Pagu too?
Oh, yeah! I guess I'm the dumb one. Teal prefers being called they or them. Pagu is me. I don't talk about myself in the third person because only egomaniacs do that. And I am not an egomaniac. Pagu. Oh, I did it again. Teal is eating nerds right now. I don't eat anything because I don't like the pretense.
Teal is eating the nerds?
Well, that's the thing. Let's say, for example, that you fed a bread some... I just said that you fed a bread some duck. I'm spoonerizing, kind of. Oh, by the way, something that I just realized... Ben?
What?
You might have some problems with Peak in this one.
Oh, good.
Because I have a very loud, raspy, high-pitched voice.
And I talk like this.
Yeah, I was going to say something about that.
No, actually, my voice...
Oh, what do you mean? You peak all the time. I don't think I do. Yes, you do. I don't. You do? I don't. Yeah, do.
Actually, this is for Paul. Paul, can you see a level meter on your recorder? Does it have one?
Actually, yeah, there it is right there. I was going to say no, but there is a level meter. And normally I do pretty well with it. But there's also a peak light that comes on every once in a while.
Oh,
yeah, the peak light also comes on.
The
I just said that.
It's not the challenge is not isn't to try to make it come on.
Yeah, I didn't think it was. Oh, you could have fooled me. Uh-oh. Teal is lying on my face. Hey, Teal, what's going on? Teal? Okay, so I think Teal is much better visually than...
Gotcha. Yeah, I can dig it.
When you...
So send along pictures of Pagu and Teal.
And I have googly eyes.
I definitely will. Pagu is the only one with a Twitter account, and Pagu also has a Vine account.
Do you want to say what Pagu's Twitter account is on the air?
Yeah, it's Pagu the Puppet, and that's on Twitter. It is Pagu's Twitter account. That's right. It's my Twitter account.
I'm too young to use Twitter.
Yep. Teal is way too young to use Twitter.
Even though we're basically the same age.
We're, quote, the same age, unquote. But there's not a lot going on up there with Teal.
So
9 times 9 equals 81.
9 plus 9 equals 81.
No, 9 times 9 equals 81.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. So
12 times 12 equals 144.
Okay, TL, you've made your point.
I think he's like one of them Rain Men guys.
The point of being genderless is that I'm neither a he or a she.
That is correct. Also, Teal doesn't have any hair, whereas I have lots of hair. It's made out of yarn. Okay, well, this has gone really great so far.
I see that Pagu the Puppet recently followed me on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Paul told me all about you. You seem like a cool guy.
And I can't hear you.
I recently had, like, a bunch of people just start following me on Twitter, so who knows? It was just lost. You were lost in the crowd, Pagu.
Really? Why did a lot of people start following you,
Ben? I don't know. I don't even know who some of these people are. Some of them are just the regular eggs. Like the
But I
know
spies.
Some of them. I actually know some of them.
Wait, some of them are eggs, but you know them?
They're actual eggs. Wait, can
what?
You believe it?
Like who? Is there someone that not that I would know.
No, I'm not going to say who the eggs are.
Yeah, are there people that I would know? It doesn't matter if they.
Yeah, you would know these people. Yeah, they're just friends of ours who haven't put a profile picture on Twitter, but they created an account.
Oh, and let me ask you a question. Can you tell, did they create their accounts recently? Or is there some weird thing where all of a sudden Twitter figured out that you knew these people and then
it's weird. Threw up
people you may know. You know what I mean? You might want to follow.
No, I'm looking at two people right now. The metrics are almost.
I'm looking at two people right now.
Are almost the same. They have zero tweets. They're following 95 people and they have 5 followers.
Huh.
Now, that's one person. He's following 95 and he has 5 followers. The other gal is following 55 and has 3 followers.
Weird. And these are both people that know you?
Yeah,
not?
I know who they are. I could probably talk to them and be like, hey, could follow me on Twitter, or is Twitter trying to pull something shady?
Find out. That would be fun to find out.
No. I'm blocking your vision.
Hey, guys, I don't want to interrupt, but Teal is now covering my eyes. Okay, what does that have to do with anything that's going on? Okay, he stopped. They stopped. Oh, no. Teal, I'm so sorry. Do I have to? Okay. They stopped. I don't know why I. This is the second day that we're. The second podcast where you're talking about misgendering people. Wait, how do you know that? Well, I listened to all the podcasts.
Wait a minute. When was the first?
Last time. I said that. Saying that someone would like a show that they don't actually like is similar to misgendering them. It's not the same, but it's similar. You are making assumptions about someone for them when it's maybe not your place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I am sorry, Teal.
I have yet to watch the OA.
It's okay.
Oh, Ben, you gotta watch the OA. Don't listen to anybody else. You gotta watch it.
What is OA?
You know what I have been watching lately? I have been watching Ash versus Evil Dead.
Oh, now are you watching it on a streaming service of some kind, or are you?
I am watching it on a streaming service of some kind.
Which one?
I cannot say.
Oh.
Listen, as I
let me ask you a question.
All
right, I'm going to tell you.
One.
I have access to Netflix and Amazon Prime. Are you watching it on either one of those?
I am not.
9, 10.
Okay.
12,
the reason I'm asking is because I want to know if I could watch it or not yet.
Yeah.
You know me, Ben.
Have you?
And for those of you that don't know, I am extremely into paying for all of my media. That's how I will put it.
I am.
People have been like, you should see this show. And I'm like, oh, that sounds great. And they're like, well, I can. And I'm like, no. No, sir. No, ma'am. Do not do it. Excuse me. Teal is counting. Teal, what are you counting for? 56, 57.
I'm making them listen to me count to 100.
You're
58, 59,
60. You're counting to 100?
That's an interesting podcast. You have Amazon Prime.
This is great.
You have Amazon Video.
Good audio.
Have you seen the Grand Tour at all?
71, 72.
The Grand Tour.
I guess not. If sounds you're trying familiar. To figure out the name. It's the three guys who did 80, Top Gear.
81, 80, yeah. I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
You've heard of it. Okay.
I've seen the commercials.
You know of it.
90, I know of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did I tell you already that I saw Rogue One? Did we talk about that the last time?
I think last we talked, you were going to go see it, but you had not seen it yet. I haven't seen it.
I have seen it. Oh, you got to go see it, Ben. It's great.
I'll see it eventually. I just haven't seen it yet.
It's the best movie ever.
Oh, yeah. Teal really likes it. I really like it, too. It's great. How do you pronounce that guy's name? Alan Tudyk? Alan Tudyk? Alan, you know, the guy from Firefly and Tudyk? Is that it?
He plays a voice. Yeah, he's great. A robot in Rogue One, I hear.
Yeah, he's so good. So good. Oh, Firefly is a TV show that was on Fox, I believe, and it lasted for
one season,
and then but they didn't even show all the shows. But it's out on DVD, and it's great. You would actually probably like it, I think, maybe. Really? Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm staring at these orbs.
Oh yeah, we've got orbs over here. They're pretty crazy.
Orcs.
Yeah, there's a big blue orb and there's a smaller blue orb. They've been here for a while. I'm not exactly sure, yeah.
I'm thinking that this is why I became stupid.
Teal thinks that maybe Teal became stupid because Teal looked at the orbs for too long.
Are they...
But that's crazy because I look at the orbs all the time and I'm not stupid.
Are these menacing orbs?
Really, you...
No.
You don't know what a bike is.
What is a bike? Why won't anyone tell me? Do you know what a bicycle is? Sure. Same thing. Oh, okay.
Do you know what a tent is?
Do I know what a tent is? Of course. It's so what is a tent anyway? Well,
why don't you tell me what it is?
Structure.
You know it.
Yeah, a tent is a structure that you can use.
You
it's
know
temporary
what is?
Structure that you Pardon? Go outside. Wait, what?
Do you know what a bear is?
A bear?
Yeah.
Sure, it's an animal that loves honey and wears a shirt but no pants. That's a bear.
Do you know
it what has a bear bottom.
Do you know what a weasel is?
What a weasel is? Oh, sure, a weasel is a
The rest of this
wait a second.
Hour is just
yeah,
gonna be
I don't think we're going to do that,
vocabulary.
You guys. But I wanted to say what a weasel is. No. That's all right.
What's wrong
Ben,
with that?
let's ignore the puppets for a second.
Hey, let's.
Come on. I don't want to be ignored.
Oh, no. No, this isn't good. Yeah, really. Talk to us.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. We're here to entertain and to educate.
Yeah.
I don't like this, Ben. I feel like we're getting kind of
taken
off of our own show.
Take control.
Yeah, okay. All right. Hey, Pagu, what is it?
What?
Can you eat any of those nerds? I don't know. I'll try. Okay, so anyway.
Oh, now there's a bunch of eating
Ben?
Noises in the background.
Now, Ben, what's going to be funny is that that's going to sound far away. maybe... For you, but not for me.
Yeah.
We're kind of in the weeds here a little bit. Let's get back on track.
What's that?
So, it's new. It's 2017.
New, fresh. A fresh year. A fresh new year.
A lot of people died recently.
A lot of famous people.
Yeah, a lot of famous people died in 2017.
16.
Most recently, Carrie Fisher, and then her mom.
Wait,
one day later, yeah.
Is it Debbie Reynolds? Is that right?
Yeah, Debbie Reynolds.
And so the thing is, people are always like, "Oh, 2016, I hate you. You're the worst year ever," and all that.
Right.
But you know what's going to be crazy? Depending on what happens in 2017, people might think back to 2016 and go, you know what? That was pretty great. And the reason I say that is, do you remember everybody hating 2015?
Because
that happened.
You know what? People hate every year. I don't know if there's been a year where they've been like, you know what? This year's pretty great. 2008, fantastic year.
Let me think of what a good year was. What was a good year? Well, obviously, the year my book came out.
Yeah, what year was that?
I can't remember.
Actually, you know, politically speaking, I'd say 2008 was a good year because we elected Barack Obama. And
oh, yeah,
we had, and there were Democratic majorities in both the House and the Senate. 2009, not so much a good year because not a lot happened, but at least in the end of 2008, we had that hope and optimism.
Yeah, true, true. And we did sort of squander that that majority a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say we did.
Like, folks didn't vote and stuff, and that became... But that was in 2010, wasn't it?
Yeah, in 2010, the Democrats lost the majority to the...
Yeah, I say we, like, we're a sports team.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the fallouts from this election, actually. A lot of people who considered themselves, yeah, I'm a Democrat, suddenly felt like, oh, maybe I'm not. Maybe... And it wasn't really even, I might be going out on a limb here. Oh boy, this is going to suck. No. But what I'm saying is, I think that some people who were Democrats during the process of not so much the election itself, but the primaries and things like that were like,
are you talking about the most recent one?
Yeah, okay. Maybe the party's going a little bit of a different way than I would like it to.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. And then they came back in, but then after this thing, the fallout, I guess, of the election, the people fighting each other and all that kind of stuff, made at least me, probably other people as well, go, oh, you know what? I definitely don't think I want to get into this fight at all.
Well, let me ask you something. There's a big movement. I wouldn't say it's a movement. There's a feeling across Democrats that if you voted third party or you didn't vote, that was essentially a vote for Trump. Do you think people who voted third party essentially voted for Trump?
All right. Here's what I have to say about that. I did not vote third party. I voted for Hillary Clinton. And I don't normally do that. I don't normally say who I voted for or anything like that.
Right.
But I thought it's important because it's going to like color kind of what I say, hopefully.
Okay.
Number one, I got to say this. I come from a very military, you know, background. A lot of people don't know that. But so Donald Trump is the president of the United States. He was elected, however you feel about how that election went or whatever. And so, you know, I have served presidents before that I don't agree with personally. Right.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about how it went. Didn't go my way, in my opinion. But I'm also not actively going to fight against the government, personally. Now, it's going to be interesting to see where the government goes from here. Because the government is not a monolith, really. It's, you know, the three chambers, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So,
checks and balances and all that. I'll be interested to see what happens there.
But here's the thing. I wasn't for Hillary Clinton during the primaries.
Yeah.
I was for Bernie Sanders. As we've discussed on this podcast before, at least in Illinois, there were some weird math things that happened.
Right.
During the primary process.
Yeah.
Which I didn't like that much. But in the same way, I did not, you know, abandon the party or what have you just because I didn't like the way that they did things. You know, I stuck with the party line, all that kind of stuff.
Right. I think that that's an unusual, uncommon stance. I mean, a lot of people, like I think what you're saying, trying to say, a lot of people leapt from the party because of that.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing. I think if I had voted for a third party, if I had, because Illinois is known to go to the Democrats,
mm-hmm.
historically,
yeah,
I don't think it would have been necessarily a vote for Trump. I don't think it would have been seen like that.
Right.
It might be seen like that by someone, but anyone who understands how the Electoral College works wouldn't say that. And this is, this is coming full circle, because when Bush won, instead of Gore, I had voted for Nader.
Okay.
And I had tons of people telling me that people who voted third party voted Bush in.
Right.
To which my answer was always, well, no. I voted for Ralph Nader. And they said, yeah, but if you had voted for Al Gore, Al Gore would have won. And I said, well, first of all, I don't know if that's true. I think Washington went to Al Gore. We can look it up. I'm pretty sure that's true. And then the second thing I said was, if everyone who voted for Bush had voted for Ralph Nader, Ralph Nader would be president. It's not the way the voting process works, though. You know, you vote for who you vote for. During that vote, I felt more strongly about Ralph Nader than I did about Gore. I was willing to take, you know, Bush winning over voting for Al Gore. Now, the reason for that was very simple. Tipper Gore and the PMRC, when I was a kid, stuck with me, left a bad taste in my mouth, didn't like it.
Now, what's the PMRC? I think we've talked
about
the
PMRC, the Parents Music Resource Council. They're the people that were for labeling albums as having explicit lyrics.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the kids wouldn't write. Now, here's the thing. If I were to go back in time and vote at that time, I probably would have voted for Al Gore.
Yeah.
But I've moved. This is the thing. I've moved closer to the center than I was at that time.
In your radical 20s?
That time I was super left. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Super left. If the me of that time were alive now, probably wouldn't have voted for Hillary Clinton. I've changed I've become more pragmatic, I suppose. But yeah, so my answer to that, I think, is
like politics. It's a lot more complicated than a yes or no question.
Yeah, if you voted for. I will say this for sure. If you voted for a third party in a swing state, you've got some explaining to do to some people if you're at all even moderate, right? If you're far left, you don't have to explain anything because, you know, nobody is for you.
Right.
And that's something that a lot of people have a hard time understanding. But I get it. I get it. I don't agree with it simply because I can afford not to agree with it. And I'm a bit more selfish, I suppose. In a weird way, I'm selfish in my globalistic thinking. You know, the country as a whole rather than, you know, a marginalized group.
Right.
That's bad in a way. Since I'm not part of a marginalized group, but I get it. I understand it, right? So, but here's the thing. This is a thing that makes me a little bit nuts. People who are members of unions, the unions who normally vote Democratic and the unions that endorsed Hillary Clinton, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people broke with their unions and voted for Donald Trump. And that is crazy.
Where did you hear that?
Well, I heard it on NPR.
Okay.
I think it was on Morning Edition.
There was a story about union workers voting for Donald Trump.
That a lot of union workers voted for Donald Trump, broke with. Because there is a chance that we are going to see a National Right to Work Act pass.
Yeah.
Which means that, you know, you don't have to put in unions, which could, and because people love to say that unions are job killers.
Right.
When in fact, you know, unions protect rights for people who have jobs. So it's a catch-22 kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing, Ben. I could make tons. You could double the amount of people working. All you have to do is pay everybody that's working half as much and then hire another person.
Oh, it's a flawless plan.
Except that, and here's the thing, right? Let's say I float that plan to you. What's going to happen next is we're going to cut everybody's wages in half, and then we're going to hire maybe one person for every two people that are working. So we make a profit still, and we cut down on unemployment, but still, you know, that's the name of profit, Ben.
And we're lauded the name of profit in the community for creating jobs, which will just be replaced by robots in 6 to 10 months.
Yep. And that's the thing. This is the thing that sucks. We often thought that automation would make it so that we wouldn't have to work anymore, and that's being, you know, that's being shown as being true. But the problem is that instead of the idea that, oh, we don't have to work anymore because of automation, now we can, you know, focus on art and do this or whatever. Nobody at the time, I think, I'm sure some people did, conceived of the idea that, that's right. There aren't going to be as many jobs, but also, if you expect to get paid and you're not working because a robot took your job, you're a freeloader.
Right.
Nobody said, oh, hey, well, now let's all share in the bounty of this, you know, thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's a problem, I think, is also in the phrasing. Oh, we can automate our factory so we don't have to work anymore. No, you don't get to work anymore. And then your community dies.
Oh my gosh. Pagu, what? Well, I was just waiting for a time to come in. I welcome our robot overlords.
Well,
yeah, okay.
Pagu broke in at the right time. It's about that time to say goodbye.
I'll be there in a second. Don't worry about me.
Oh, yeah. Wait, no. Nobody's talking to you right now, Teal. Okay, so, yeah, and I don't want to sound like ultra-communist or anything. It's just that it would be nice. I would love it if nobody had to be super scared about where their, you know, meals and healthcare are coming from. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
That's a dream. It's a utopian dream.
I think it's possible to do it. Did you just wipe your nose on me? Maybe I did. No one knows. I think I know. This is gross.
No one knows.
Good one, Teal. Oh my god. Hey, okay.
All right.
Hey, wait, I'm not Teal.
Oh, sorry, Betty. You two sound alike for some reason. Anyway, yeah, so follow Pogu the Puppet on Twitter. Might as well.
Pogu the Puppet.
Yeah. And it's funny, Giraffe isn't posting as much.
Oh, I wonder why that is.
Twitter anymore.
You think Giraffe is jealous? Exactly.
I think maybe Giraffe can't say as many things as Pagu can. Just
what,
for
is it being censored?
Sake. I don't know what you're talking about. No, no, it's... I have universal puppet mind, and I'm not a giraffe. I'm a puppet. Well, thank you very much, Pagu. You're welcome. And Ben?
Yes, Paul.
As always... Keep it wrong.
Keep it wrong, Paul.
Keep it wrong. Wait, now how do you turn this off? No, that's my line. What, did you just press this button?